4 months after the wedding, Elke gives birth to a son. Gimple is humiliated, but the rabbi says that Elke is no different from Eve. There was a circumcision, and Gimple named the boy after his father, may he rest in peace. After the bris, Gimple asked, "How can he be mine?" But Elke told him the child was born a little prematurely. And the rabbi agreed. Was the connection between Elke and Eve, or between Gimple and the baby he loved so dearly?
After all, they say that Jesus never had a father either.
So, Gimple went back to the bakery, and Elke stayed home, in bed.
Thank you.
Out of love for my wife, I became a thief. Stealing from my own customers at the bakery. I'd hide a piece of cake, or grab some macaroons.
A kichel, a schnitzel. A crust of cornbread, a slice of rye bread. A cup of Friday night with four bread twisted tight.
Apprentice, he's such a good-hearted lad. Take this loaf and bring it to my wife. A kichel, a schnitzel.
And apples.
A loaf with farmer cheese.
A loaf with farmer cheese.
A roll with poppy seeds.
With poppy seeds.
A woman of family with presents and flowers.
Good night, Rib Gimple.
He's such a good-hearted lad. Different snores. One, a light snore. But the other, it sounds like a mating ox.
Donkey,
Gimple.
Listen closely, Gimple. Turn around this instant and go quickly, very quickly, and take a good look at the goat.
I forgot to tell you about my goat. I feel closer to her than to most people. Under baby's cradle bed, lies a she-goat snow. I saw him sleeping with you!
May all the dreams I dreamed this night and every night curse your bound and destroy your body. Curse and plague you. You're nothing.
Thank you.
Rabbi, Rabbi.
Oh, yes, yes, so she was strong.
What can I do?
Just pray. Holding a baby.
I just saw my wife. And my apprentice.
Apprentice.
Yourself declare it.
Declare it.
Good Rabbi, I'll consider it. There is nothing to think about.
Rabbi.
Get yourself away from her and no longer see her.
Rabbi.
But can't I see the change?
You must never see the children. Get away from that reeking hole. And all about
us
to
I should have gotten angry. But that is just my problem. I can't get angry. First, anyone can be confused. Second, since she's so insistent, perhaps I did accuse her unjustly. It happens sometimes. You see a shape like a little man, but when you come closer, it's just a branch. And in that case, I owe her an apology.
And what did the rabbi say about believing your wife?
If today you don't believe your wife, tomorrow you won't believe in God.